CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good evening, I'm Cooper Patak, a national recruiting analyst with 24/7 Sports, alongside my colleague Andrew Ivins. And Drew, we got a lot to talk about today. Arch Manning, the number one player in the top 24/7 and the number one quarterback in the top 24/7, coming off the board to the Texas Longhorns. A huge gift for Texas. This was a three-team race between Texas, Georgia, Alabama, some heavy hitters. They were all in it, but at the end of the day, Arch Manning deciding to take his talents to Austin. Drew, what are your initial reaction?
Texas is back. I mean, I don't know if they're back right now, but I would think, you know, when you look at the quarterback room there in Austin, you got Arch Manning and you got Quinn Ewers, a guy that we had ranked number one overall in two different classes, 22 and 21. Now you throw Arch Manning into the mix, who is probably the most talked about recruit ever in the modern recruiting era with the internet and all that stuff. I mean, Texas, one of these guys should, in theory, if our rankings are correct and what we think about them, they should carry the Longhorns to the college football playoff or at least an appearance. So I think this is a huge statement for Steve Sarkisian. I mean, Georgia, Kirby Smart, they just won a national title. They're essentially drafting guys right now. And they go head-to-head with the Bulldogs and land Arch Manning. You know, Alabama was also involved in there. So this is a big, I just think, statement, a flex for Steve Sarkisian. You know, you keep reading different things from our colleague Steve Wiltfong out there. It seems like, you know, that relationship Sark had with Arch paid off in the end. And, you know, this was a different recruitment. I mean, Eli Manning was involved. Peyton Manning was involved. There was a council, a committee, nothing leaked out. And at the end of the day, Texas, you know, they went out. And Cooper, you know, I want to ask you, man, you just saw Arch Manning throw. We were just doing our rankings calls. You know, we're trying to stack these quarterbacks. We're calling it a really top heavy year at the position. I mean, just your thoughts on Arch Manning. What is Texas getting? Who does he remind you of?
Well, I think they're getting a prototypical quarterback, what you're looking for at the position. And then you add in that name, that pedigree. We've gone back and forth on this. What does that mean when you get a name and a legacy like Arch Manning? I think that means a lot. Being able to see him in person last month in New Orleans, I loved it. And I loved getting there early, about an hour or two before practice, getting to see him kind of go through his individual routine and get to see his competitive temperament. Keeps to himself, very serious, very focused and detailed all the way through the spring portion of practice. But really loved what I saw in terms of the talent. Everything's there, being able to make every throw on the field. I think he's a little bit more athletic than both of his uncles, Peyton and Eli. So he can do a little bit more outside the pocket as well. But in terms of playing the game and operating within the offense and elevating the talent around him, I think that's where he's exceptional. And a guy that I want to comp him to a little bit, and he is our number one player, and this was a guy that was drafted number one just a few years back, was Joe Burrow. And a guy that was surrounded by elite level talent at LSU, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And he was kind of the guy that made things go. I think we talked about Texas and the job that they've done on the offensive line in that class of 2022, some of the names that they brought in. That paid big dividends, I think, in the recruitment of Arch Manning. He's going to have no shortage of talent on the perimeter as well. And then when you stack up the play callers between at Texas, Alabama, and Georgia, I think Steve Sarkisian certainly has the best resume. So in terms of the best fit for Arch Manning offensively, I think that was undoubtedly Texas. So I think he's going to be in a great spot there, a great spot to get developed. And in the future, I would not be shocked if we hear his name be called as one of the first in the NFL draft. But Drew, I want to go back to it a little bit, big picture, take a step back here. Are there some other names that could potentially Texas sway now in their recruitments now that Arch Manning is in the boat?
Well, you mentioned it. I mean, Steve Sarkisian, he's entering year two, right? So he had that first transition class last year in the 22 cycle. He signs a top five group. And, you know, if you go up and down that commit list, what you see a lot of is a lot of offensive linemen. So he had six of the seven offensive linemen that they signed were ranked, you know, four stars or higher. So we consider those guys blue chips. So I think you got the foundation for what you need. I mean, you go into the SEC, it's a point of attack game. You got to be good. You got to protect your quarterbacks, whether that's Arch Manning, Quinn Ewers. You got to start there. Now I think they're going to try to build it out get some of those perimeter playmakers. And, you know, they've been active in the transfer portal. We've seen some of that. But at the end of the day, you got to get your homegrown guys, the guys you recruit. And I think Arch Manning, you know, ballers want to play with ballers. You know, that's kind of the saying. Blue chip guys want to play with blue chip guys. So I think this is going to open a lot of doors for Texas, or maybe not open them, but allow the Longhorns to close the door and lock up some of these guys. Jonte Cook, the wide receiver, top 247 talent out of the Lone Star State. And, you know, we already see some crystal balls going in for him to join the Longhorns. I think he visits in a few weeks. You know, Cedric Baxter, he's a running back right in my neck of the woods. Our number two running back in Orlando. You know, I think Arch going to Texas is only going to help the Longhorns in that recruitment. So I think, you know, Arch is such a big name that kids from corner to corner in this across the nation are going to want to play with him. So I anticipate, you know, is he going to be a top five class again? I don't know. I got to get out the class calculator and play around with it a little bit. But I think Texas is going to sign another elite haul. And that's what the name of the game these days. You got to stack elite recruiting class after elite recruiting class and get some depth. And it seems like Steve Sarkisian has Texas headed in the right direction when it comes to roster management and talent acquisition.
Drew, I want to talk a little bit about the potential ripple effect among the top 24/7 quarterbacks. Three of the top four quarterbacks in the top 24/7 now off the board and committed. But one of those guys is Dante Moore. He is now between Texas A&M, Michigan, LSU, a lot of suitors for him. Oregon's also in that race as well. Alabama was one of those teams who was in it with Arch Manning. Eli Holstein, top 24/7 quarterback out of Louisiana, was committed to them. So Bama kind of hedged their bets. But now there's Georgia without a quarterback in the top 24/7 and without a quarterback in the class of 2023. Where might the Bulldogs turn now that Arch Manning is off the board?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting look at that graphic, right? You know, seven of the top 10 are committed. We'll probably see another one come off the board this weekend. And Jaden Rashada, he's announcing on Sunday. Seems like Miami, Florida, the two teams to know there. You know, I don't know where Georgia goes here. They had really invested a lot of the resources into Arch Manning. I think one name you gotta know, Jaden Davis, the class of 2024 quarterback. We talk about him all the time on the show. I'm a huge fan. I think he's more college ready than some think. Does that mean he can play as a true freshman? Absolutely not. But I think he's further along in the curve, a little bit of an older kid. And you know, he's a guy who's been in Athens multiple times. My question is with Jaden, hey, do you try to get him to reclassify, pull a Quinn Ewers, do what some of these other guys are doing, get him on campus? I think that's a storyline you gotta follow. But you know, with the quarterback things, quarterbacks always work on a different timeline. There was talk of Arch Manning, you know, extending this thing into the fall months. He ends up committing now. You know, Dante Moore has made it clear he wants to see some of his finalists play. Could Georgia get involved there? So, you know, I don't know, but I would say Jaden Davis is definitely a name to keep an eye on for the Bulldogs, who, look, man, just won a national championship with Stetson Bennett under center. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the quarterback play there in Athens.
Drew, before we wrap up, I have to ask, Texas, a lot of expectations going into Steve Sarkisian's first year. They end up going 5-7, not making the postseason. Arch Manning now committing in June. Is this done? If Texas does not play well this year, does Arch Manning still end up in Austin at the end of the day?
I mean, this is just my read on it. I would think it is. You know, I mean, this family was so calculated in everything they did. You know, Steve Wilfong, he was out in New Orleans, I think, yesterday. He said there was a passing league for Arch Manning and his teammates, and you had Eli there, Peyton there. It seems like the meeting of the mind sat down at a boardroom table, and you know, I think they ran through every scenario, or I would like to think so, but the Mannings are so calculated, I would think it's pretty hard. I mean, Texas would have to take a mighty, mighty tumble in year two, but I just can't see that happening. Again, you got Quinn Ewers there. I think the trajectory and the arrow is pointing up, and you know, we've talked about it a bunch. I want to see week two against Alabama. That's going to be a huge game for a number of reasons, and Arch Manning will just be a nice little sidebar for that game.
There you have it. Arch Manning, the number one player in the class of 2023, off the board to the Texas Longhorns. For Andrew Ivins, I'm Cooper Patagna. Thanks for joining us.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.